Today at Quiet Enum, October 3rd, quite a day, we talked with our Mauritius Monastery. They're doing really well. The beautiful Panchamukha Ganapati Madhapam, which means meditation hall, has been completed. A gigantic fundraising program of 3 million rupees. And it's still going on. People are coming by, dropping off money that they have collected. For the spiritual park, open from 6 in the morning until 6 in the evening, 7 days a week, for the peoples of the beautiful island of Mauritius. But today has been a very interesting day. We helped our county with a $40 million application to the federal government by doing some color work for them. We inaugurated the Coconut Money Tree program, of which every member of our fellowship will have a personal endowment. And today we're designing, as our gift to the County of Kauai, banners and bumper stickers, which will appear at the Future Fair on October 10th. This is our service to the beautiful island upon which we live and thrive and have lived for over 30 years. Our island peoples are one family. We make no differences. We are all Kauaians. Have you ever listed your fears, made a list of your fears? Everybody has fears, and they're alone with their fears in their private moments. Write down your fears, what you fear might happen, or what you fear that did happen might happen again. Write them down. Most people have 2, 3, or 4 cherished fears, which hold them down in consciousness. These forebodings of the future, these forebodings of the present, are a result of not analyzing the fears. Write them down, look at them, and ask yourself, are these private fears? Are these self-created fears? Are they real fears? Like standing on the edge of a very tall building and looking down at the traffic, that is a very real fear. Swimming out in the ocean that is known for strong currents that'll pull you out, that is a very realistic fear. But fearing that you might come home and your house had been burned down, or you might go out and have an automobile accident, or that your child might get run over by a car, or get beat up by an emotional teacher in school. These fears can be handled and dealt with, and you are the only one to do that. Because often we bring what we feared upon us because we create in our mind. Our mind creates. It's a great creative computer. Whatever we think, we're using that prana within the mind, and we are creating. We are constantly creating with every thought, with every feel that we have, with every action that we make, we are creating. So, what you fear, you may bring upon yourself. Reverse the process. You've written down your fears, which are realistic, underline, and which are not realistic, cross out. This and only this you can do in your private moments. But you want to create. Write a positive statement on top of every fear that you have crossed out. A positive statement. And you will be creating the positive instead of the negative. This, only you can do this. Nobody can. And therefore, when you have successfully done this, you will close off the fear chakra. Which those of you who understand the chakras, that's the chakra way below the Muladhara. It contains fear. And all the apprehensions. That's why competitive sports is not good to participate in, because it keeps the fear chakra churning. And for those who understand these things, mystically inclined people, the fear chakra spins in the opposite direction than the memory chakra just above it, the Muladhara. You tear yourself apart with your fears. So now we have a sadhana to do. I would suggest that if you do have fears, click the button and click it again and listen to me all over again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, and you will have a much better life. And those of you who have no fear, the fearless ones out there in cyberspace, pass this knowledge on to others. It's yours for the using. Well, I am seeing you in our familiar place, our cyberspace, through the internet highways, in this beautiful, beautiful day, October 3rd. It's Sun 4 here at Kwa Arinam, and it's a Saturday. I'll always think of you, your beautiful faces, Indivar, Deva Gayatri, Jiva and all the Silpis, Ahila Devi, Tanabalan, Apasami, and all the many others. I am having your darshan. Oh, there's Sadhanatha. And the Dandapanis. Well, everyone's coming in and tuning in. This is so wonderful. I see Shiva in you because God's energy in you is the energy that moves your body, propels your thoughts, comes right from God. I am seeing God, it's many faces, through cyberspace.